the evolution continues. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Vibe Collective CIUT 89.5 FM. I am Jams. Joining me in studio,
Mally, aka Docu Vixen.
Luam. Sorry, you got distracted. Me and Norm met a couple years ago, so we were reminiscing, and now we're back on air. Okay, so what's up? I'm Luam.
Norman, Otis Richmond.
Adrian Griffin Worrell.
And I'm Victoria Grant.
Yes, the strong silent one in the corner there today. And we're the Vibe Collective. We're heard every Saturday from 3 to 5. From 3 to 4, we have roundtable talks. We talk about very important issues like social justice, decolonization, identity, white supremacy, anti-black racism, anti-indigenous racism.
Love, radical love.
Yes, yes.
Music, jazz.
Hip-hop. I'm looking at you, Griff.
Oh, yeah, word up. Yes.
This rain's got everybody going in a different mood.
Yeah.
The happenings of celebrity people.
Yes, yes. And environmental racism, environmental justice. I want to give a big shout out to Kemba Memeking, who is also part of the Vibe Collective, but had to work today. So, yes, big love to her. Also want to shout out Junior T and Phoenix Pagliacci had a show yesterday along with Blake Carrington. And I want to give them a big shout out because that was a really dope show.
Okay. And Amai Kuda and Ygrega, who also had a bomb ass show at the Whalers.
That's right, the day before, and that was so much love and vibes and just good music. The city has a lot of good musical vibes happening. So just want to give everybody a shout out for that. And now Norm, you're going to be telling a story in the next half hour.
Well, I guess the first thing we wanted to play some music. That's a plane flying around.
Yeah, it's because
outside.
That damn air show. So they got to make sure that we're down with them buying jets to bomb everybody. Sorry, I actually can't stand that noise.
Yeah, it's and to anybody out there in Radioland who's listening and who is not familiar with the Toronto Air Show, yes, be not alarmed. It is, as Luam said, it's
their display of military posturing and force.
Yes.
So that they can justify buying billions of dollars of jets.
Yes. My last time in Los Angeles, California, I was living in Inglewood, California, and you have planes flying from the airport and then helicopters at night, so that is part of my culture. I heard them all the time. But no, musically, the murder of George Jackson sent Archie Shepp, Bob Dylan, still posting to the studio, and they did tributes to George. There was jazz, pop, reggae tributes, and George Jackson did a song called Blues for Brother George, and then Dylan did a number of songs for George Jackson. And Steel Pulse, coming out of England, they actually did a number of songs about George Jackson, but we want to begin with a song that was done by Bernice Regan. Bernice Regan is out of Georgia, and she was a member of SNCC, and this is a song called If We Had Lived. But before we play If We Had Lived, this is two songs. She did a song called Biko, then If We Had Lived. She's the leader of Sweet Honey and the Rock. If We Had Lived is going to deal with George Jackson and the Italian anarchists that were killed, and Joe Hill, and so on and so forth. But Biko deals with Steve Biko. But we'll begin with Biko and If We Had Lived.
Here on the Vibe Collective, CIUT 89.5 FM.
Biko! 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 Here comes Stephen Biko walking down the waters. Hey, hey, what you gonna do with Biko? Biko! Biko! Waters of fear and hatred.
come all the way from Cape Town to Wilmington, North Carolina. Hey, hey, now what you gonna do with Biko? Biko, Biko, you can break one human body. I see 10,000 Bikos. Hey, hey, what you gonna do with Biko? Biko, 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 Biko. Here comes Stephen Biko.
And you are listening to Vibe Collective.
You got it.
And that was Sweet Honey in the Rock featuring Bernice Regan. George Jackson impacted Archie Shepp, and Archie Shepp is still in the land of the living. I think Archie might be 75, 76 now. But I met Archie in 1968, I believe. I didn't meet him, but I saw him in Newark, New Jersey at the Spirit House in Almirit Baraka's Spirit House. And at that time, I was underground. And this was Archie Shepp. This was a man who I idolized because he had done a column in Downbeat magazine, and he supported Cuba, and he opposed the war in Vietnam, and he was a poet, and he was an actor, and he was like my idol. So I didn't say anything to him, but then I met him in Toronto, and we began a correspondence. And I used to speak to him over the phone, and every time he came to Toronto, he would take me in, you know, and take me around. And the last time I saw Archie was in Los Angeles, California. He did a concert in L.A. Well, he did a song called, an album called Attica Blues, where he did a song for George Jackson, blues for George Jackson. He did a thing called Attica Blues. And he was in Algeria in 1969 when they had the Pan-African Congress, Pan-African Cultural Festival. I think Stokely Eldridge and, you know, it took place in Algeria. Archie was there. So I used to listen to talk to him, and he would lead me through all of these particular historical moments. And he did the song called Blues for Brother George Jackson. And I think this was the very first song that was done for George Jackson. He's recently re-recorded with a big band in France, and so it'll be out again. But this is Archie Shepp out of Florida by way of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
you're listening to. This is the Vibe Collective on CIUT FM, and that was Archie Shepp and doing a tune called Blues for Brother George Jackson. Now, the next song we're going to play is from England, from Steel Pulse. And Steel Pulse, the first time Steel Pulse played in Toronto, they played at the concert hall. And I had the pleasure of introducing them. I think it was Gary and Gary brought them to Toronto, and they asked me to introduce the band. And David Hines is the leader of Steel Pulse, and I remember introducing them, and they did the song Uncle George, which had been first recorded by Bob Dylan. And a few years later, I have a cousin by the name of Jimmy Williams. He goes by the name of Ross Jimmy Hyman. He worked with Steel Pulse. He actually went to the Caucasian crib, I mean the White House, with him when Clinton was inaugurated. Clinton invited Steel Pulse to the White House, white people's house, and he went with Steel Pulse and to the White House, and so I got a chance to really work to. I really liked. I really liked Steel Pulse because they did great music, but I also had family working with them. So this is Steel Pulse and Uncle George.
Laid him in the ground. They laid him in the ground.
And that was Uncle George from the pen of Bob Dylan, but that was Steel Pulse with David Hines out front doing a song called Uncle George. Now, when Tookie Williams, who was killed by the state of California, when he passed away, George Jackson continued to make news because Arnold Schwarzenegger got upset because Tookie Williams mentioned George Jackson in his eulogy, and George Jackson's books are banned. You can't mention George Jackson's name in the California prison system. If you mention George Jackson, you will be dealt with severely. Now, we have another song. I believe it's Tribute to the Martyrs, and Tribute to the Martyrs is a song that Steel Pulse put together, where they basically combine, you know, all of the martyrs of the African liberation struggle, and they are, you know, many, from George Jackson, Al Prentice, Bunchy Carter. There's a woman who was the wife of the leader of Frelimo from Mozambique. She was a martyr. I can't think of her. Samora Michelle's wife. Yeah, Samora Michelle's wife. So there's martyrs, male and female martyrs. And this is a song, basically, this is a tribute to the martyrs. And this is Steel Pulse, but it was inspired by George Jackson.
It was a hard task to take on, to make us all believe the conflict died, rescue us from evil claws. They wanted to achieve a revenge, to gain respect, defend ourselves to the end. Patriots of the continent, I give all my confidence. Redemption, where them gone? Tribute to the martyrs.
To Vibe Collective. My name is Norman Richmond, and that was Steel Pulse and Tribute to the Martyrs. I just wanted to say that C.L.R. James pointed out, he was talking about the letters of George Jackson, quote, "The letters are, in my opinion, the most remarkable political documents that have appeared inside or outside of the United States since the death of Vladimir Ilyich Lenin," end of quote. That was C.L.R. James. And Rupert Lewis, who is a great historian, a Garvey historian, and also he did a great book on Walter Rodney's intellectual and political thought. He found an essay in Tanzania on "History is a Weapon: George Jackson, Black Revolutionary," and you can get that on get that online. And that is that's it. And thank you very much for inviting me to pay tribute to George Jackson and Black August, and I really appreciate it.
It's been really great having you here, Norm. Melinda and I have been talking about having you on the show for about 2 years now. So we're really, really happy that you were able to come through today. And, of course, it's an open invitation. We'd love to have you back. And we'd love to talk to you about you sometime. So we'd like to have you back and hear more about your story.
My story is not that important.
No, your story is interesting. We were talking about that in between when the tracks were playing, and he was just like sliding it in. Oh, yeah, you know. And then he came back, and he just spent time with Che, and we're like, oh, yeah, you know, because that just happens on a day-to-day for everybody.
Yeah, just on the regular, you know. Yeah.
Ordinary stuff.
Yeah, just everyday stuff. So we'll have you back, and we'll definitely have to talk to you some more about that. We're going to go to an ad, and then when we come back, we've got some music from Griffin to run. And but if you'd like to stick around, we can just chat on the other side. So you're listening to the Vibe Collective here on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Urbane Cyclist specializes in urban active transportation. Check out our custom bikes built in-house, from fixies to touring and comfortable commuters, as well as great brands like Opus and KHS. Already have a bike? Our services and parts department is there for you. Just call us and make an appointment. Students get 10% off parts and accessories. Urbane Cyclist is a worker cooperative. 180 John Street, downtown Toronto.
Hi, everyone. This is Ralph Ben-Murgie, and I have a new show here on CIUT. It's called The New Sabbath Project, and we'd love you to join us for conversations about all things related to culture, citizenship, community, spirituality, and religion. The New Sabbath Project here on CIUT 89.5, Sundays at 2 p.m.
The evolution continues. CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Divide, collect,
arguments, fighting, we're always on edge, negativity's presiding, we don't understand why things just don't work out the way we plan. Avoidance, hiding from the issues that plague us, let it go, resigning, baby, who you think's gonna save us? Feels like we're diving in the deep end. Feels like the weight of the world. 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 Feels like the weight of the world. Like the weight of the world. Weight of the world. That's why it's easier to go. It's easier to go. It's easier to go. Communication, frustration presiding, we're the ones recited patience. We're hurting, feel our aura in the air. Heavy, distressing, our spirits feel so weighted. Somber, depressing, wonder if we'll ever make it. Sometimes it feels as if we don't care. Feels like the weight of the world. Like the weight of the world.
Like the weight of the world.
Like the weight of the world.
Like the weight of the world.
Feels like the weight of the world.
Like the weight of the world.
Weight of the world. That's why it's easier to go. It's easier to go. It's easier to go.
Hey, I'm doing my best. I'm trying to make this work. Don't you love me anymore? Is that it? I know. Is there someone else? Can you tell me there's no one else?
Oh, yes. Feel alright, but can't go a whole day without a satisfying. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Taking too much of my time, my dear. But it hurt me when you're out of this. It hurt me when you're out of near. I picture all the things you're saying deep inside my ear. On street, different I hear. Signing one is straight fear. I feel you's a Janelle and not secure with no stability. You slow on my role and it's killing me. Furthermore, you closing out doing what you're supposed to do willingly. It's a fight down right at my baby. You just chilling me. Who you with?
Who you with?
And that's your business. Let's see you in your ways. But man, I'm asking, what is this? I know, right? Something I digest correct. I swear this me look boom, but now I'm looking at check a bill, please, wrist plan. It's time for me to leave, see I'ma sane you. Same for insanity, see I'ma playing you. And use inevitable calamity. Can't force your fake head, bopping the one like you can damn with me. I need a lot like the key, get lost. And we're baiting the vibe, head down to your feet, get washed. Call up, don't boast, ain't rude or self-seeking. Trying to tell you how it is, you trying to tell me that I'm preaching. Me and you can't work, hey, yo, I'm serious. You and I can't want it, yo, I'm serious. We fight, it's like a tug of war making me furious. I know no kind of therapy is gonna take care of this. Me and you can't work, hey, yo, I'm serious.
You and I can't grind, ayo, I'm serious. We fight this like a tug of war, making me furious. I know no kind of therapy is gonna take care of this.
As the feel is made, it's better that we give. Girl, let me move the whole way.
I burn the loot, it ain't a thing, baby, it's money. Anything to make it, they brighter or sunny. But when the loot done and you stop calling me honey, know you're blessing them like I feel, not see a light from me. Cause something don't add up every time I audit. It's like you check if it's the bean and never check if it's deposit. All of your credit history bad, you know I was overlooking. Blinded by your sweetness and glow up without. God dumb in here, my man, they call me dumb. Sit down, my mom, she asked me, Kev, do you know where you come from, my big sis? Girl, don't tell it, that's them without that for witness. Cause yo, I walked anointed thinking it's love I was joining. Core sacrifice my life and you still seem disappointed. Ask for two, you tell me lots of things you avoided. This year I'm straight, girl. Straight, girl. Yo, it's like, you can't work, hey, yo, I'm serious. You and I can't want it, yo, I'm serious. We fight this like a tug of war, making me furious. I don't know kind of therapy is gonna take care of this. Me and you can't work, hey, yo, I'm serious. You and I can't go on, yo, I'm serious. We fight this like a tug of war, making me furious. I don't know.
I feel your pain, what you do mine, all in the time. No question, I like you. Let's see how this goes. Well, I hope you know how to hold me close. I wanna start with gold. I will show everything you need to know. For you to contain me, so you better head right. Cause you've been acting uptight. I mean, you ought to act right. If only you could learn from your mistakes, you wouldn't have to go through the pain. And through the shame, I left you to pay. But all of it that I liked it better when I sing and you stay. I didn't need to cry.
Why you got to be bad? Dirty, dirty, always wanting what you can't have. I don't care to be your latest conquest, but the way you got me going has me more than impressed. I am riot and he wants to take a bite. His poison in my veins feels like a lullaby. It lays me down. He lays me down. It didn't really cross my mind till I saw the way he was moving. Even then it took some time. There I go. Something told me I should shelter my heart, but your mouth said go, so I took it fast, yeah, I took it far. No escaping, he'll be leaving me with new scars. Get the player plays hard, but he doesn't finish what he starts. My magician disappearing, this is art. Didn't really cross my mind. Till I saw the way he was moving. Even then it took.
took some sign. I'll let it marinate, let it sink in. It didn't really cross my mind. It
didn't really cross my mind
till I saw the way he was moving. Even then it took some sign.
Yo, kid, I'm posted up, key in the back, like an open trunk, feed me the rock. From deep, I stop jabbing, post the dunk. Speaking of that, my speech is so corrupt. Says that a son you on a stage like a loaded Lux. Phrase, why you choking up? Blaze these beasts, don't get brave, cause I fold you up. Raise that beef and get paid, then I sew it shut. Overlord, close it up. Okafor, go to morgue, take a second pick of your bloated gut. Motion run, emotion none, you a hopeless drunk. Woke him up, stumbling around like a culprit does. Let it get you cobra's clutch, at events I'm known to just blaze with the rage. Every defense you had, I froze them up. I want a rose in love, girl that gets me higher than the Mexicali Rosa bud. Even when I'm sober buzz, she got that oval cut. So many Costa like rolls around the global, cause them other chicks are prone to fuck. Lure you with exposure like an amateur promoter does. Rather have a woman with resolve strong as Rosa was. They can see from up close to Rosa above. Roe v. Wade, the whole case changed, I'm growing up. I never told another man to hold these nuts or suck it. I'd rather get a chick that handles both of them. I'm born to win, my culture is born again. You're the type of world star, if you would take what they offering. I'm the type of chop it, score it, and watch it form again. You're the type to stop it, use it, and cop the norm again. I got bars like you watching Cliff and Norm again. Throw you off the cliff and watch it form descend. You what the court defends, running the course again. What you see is the end, is my beginning, starting where your border ends. If they offer you a horse or Benz Valley in front, you rather stunt by the side, what a poor attempt. I take the steed, feed him more, and fetch water as I travel much farther than your wheels could ever hope to spin. I guess your vanity allegiance to your corporate debt. I'll be independent so I give the people more for less. I'm trying to leave a legacy that Jordan left. Your J.R. Smith constantly shooting till you're shorter. Is that what it means to be a fiend? Riding for yourself over your team to live the dream. All around me's real. I'm more concerned with what I put in my stomach. You're more concerned with how the bounty feel. Everyone's the shit made of out of steel until they found a deal. I'm against them Hollywood tricks like Robert Townsend reels. Of the crowd appeal, that's the out appeal. The real nourishment is inside the crowning meal. You point him out and I will bounty kill. One shot, I'll fuck up your chemistry quicker than Dwight Howard deals. I battle systems, I don't battle dudes. Create programs for any broke man, a drug addle you. I'd rather lift up the people in the fragile mood than reinforce the confident masses who trying to grab for loot. As a rule, I keep my attitude in passive moods. Rather be accessible and treat it like an average dude. But sometimes they let the acid through, acting too rash and boost. So I take my stash, split they math in two, leaving half of you. That's just how a master do. Grim when I get in my mood, swings like Asher Root. Then your ashes full. John Goodman and Big Lebowski when I throw them in the ocean off of Malibu. Who's surrounding you? Are they really down for you? Go down and view. Will they try to rob it down to you? Tell you less than zero is what you really amounting to. Last week they were mounting you, saying you made the mountains move. Dick riders, fucking fair weather friends. Watch your back, their addiction to despair never ends. If you ain't got nothing to give but negativity, reminder, one violin does not make a symphony. Instantly
you run. When the heat first came, you didn't believe rain. Then I'm from where the earth ain't from. See the rare motherfuckers always rise to the top, cause the rare motherfuckers don't stop. I'm on for the ride, wanna die when it's time, the green mile, John Coffey style. Not before, not twice, when I'm gone, throw rice, King Rain will be married to the sky. Past the last star in my getaway car, children on the mountain screaming, singing bye-bye rain. Feel the niggas gazing, breaking from cutting they cane. And the niggas praying, God, don't send it back again. See, they couldn't understand it, why his urge was so demanding when they both were living just the same. But what they didn't know was a piece of the ghetto was placed deep in the heart of King Rain. And he didn't know it either till age made him a believer. But before to be all good, and he just break out of seizures. And every time there was war, every place that was poor, he felt. Men died cause they tried to rebel. He knelt at their graves and promised that one day he'd sing the redemption song down the streets of Thunder Bay. And they remind him every day and say, you promised, man. You say that I did, and one day the world will understand the king. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Long live the king.
It's a beautiful thing.
Long live the king.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Long live the king.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a family thing.
Long live the king.
I testify King Rain is alive and kicking.
he's down with us, weak in the sick. Have a hard time understanding the vision. You know the weak within mission. Run game on whoever got time to listen. Don't realize that we only got time to diss him. So I'm asking you without attitude, do you stay out my zone and we could be cool? You know them yes men known for now. They wanna be Gotti plotting, hiding behind the garbage and office of bomb screams. We got him. Could've saved the pain by not up with rain. Wonder how the karma came so quick. Ancient couldn't lay secret. Old man got tricked. Signs is 95, but had I hit, yeah, you would've never known rain. The loving fighter, any biography, musician and writer. And it's amazing how in advance you put balls in your pants. A minute ago, you were scared to ask this horse to dance. Fire bunny, I wanna be real with y'all. Rain bringing flowers to May and fever to fall. Like, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Don't live for gang.
It's a beautiful thing.
Line. Police cars outside, it's sad the cell left, homie lost his pride. For now I watched him die, never thought my boss could cry. Heard take him to ER, then he closed his eyes. And shot through the melee, I just went outside. Started getting high, then changed my mind. Wiped my swollen eyes and said, alright, okay, okay. Renegade, y'all, we don't play. If I died now, would anybody know my name? How long till they're back to their video game? I'm an everyday king, so the message I bring is so my babies never have to sing. Dear God. Looked different that morning. Then I thought, how does it sound for the have not? The broken don't travel, so they sit and they plot. Keep a passionate practice, being happy without. The air smelled fresher that morning. Yeah, all this while they die in Iraq. They got the pistols, government issues, they got issues, they hot. Gotta fix through balls and missiles just to keep what they got. Here the ghetto suburbanites waiting for their shot. Passing time while the system's working, they not. I'm hard pressed, trying to balance my thoughts. I went hunting for life and look what I caught. I let my girl's daughter answer, what you doing out there? She said, right into God. I said, yeah, let me hear. First embarrassed, then she looked at me scared. I said, it's okay, baby, read it for me, come in.
Yo, they say I'm too Canadian, what? Your mother, your son, and your father. Made your dirty gallon, drink the water. I'm a shot to your daughter. The Reagan Lord is Armada, while these fake rappers do the Lombada. Under 100 hits, I couldn't think of a better reason to use a crucifix. Better than the famous reason, letting you live an act of treason. Here's the science. I pledge no allegiance to no alliance. Don't be silly, hip-hop's Achilles, no plots with men and lions. Banished from celebrity status, cause I don't entertain. Paying homage to lanes, the rape Toronto's rap game. Sure as I speak, the weak try to crown himself elite. But I'm playing for keeps and come from the arena of the streets. Where we die or compete, either cry yourself to sleep or we believe in God, but not turning the other cheek. I'm Toronto hip-hop's natural resource, yeah, I'm the source. Never contemplated repping a force that's not north. Guess I'm out the loop, never sampled enough of this strange fruit. It's fire in the booth, we home grew it from James Roots. Nobody's regulating, everybody's loose. Rappers blatantly lie, they don't have to produce the proof. Well, I did some research and recorded some stats. If you're bothering like that, why you keep applying for grants? I'm so disgusted, these celebrities are government funded with funds that are meant for artists that don't really have nothing. They say they did it for the city, yeah, they did it for Toronto. They did it for a check and then they watch the culture die slow. Look the other way like a rookie shooter. Look me in my face and feel the wrath of Teal's past, present and future. The full spectrum, disguised blessing, concentrated. If realness was a spliff, I'd be the resin. Need to stop pretending. You and I are at an equal high. I've had enough, it's time to start sharing out this humble pie. Only kick the facts and never hate. Never put my faith in a cultural place not relevant to me. According to hip-hop, this
blasphemy. Niggas cross the border and get blown by our promoters. Toronto's so out of order. And the truth is, nothing's not popping for them at home. But they know Canadians rather import than grow their own. That's why I murder microphones and incinerate my shows. And let all these Pinocchios know, I see their nose, they need to be exposed. No one's half the battle, G.I. Joe. Though this a beastly flow, just know I still haven't released the Kraken, bro.
Warmonger.
You would be too if you knew your flow's been stronger longer than anybody rapping in this demographic. I think I've been too passive and I apologize. In 2000 I brought the city realness and I got ostracized. Guess the city wasn't ready for what was prophesized and didn't want to touch anything they couldn't commercialize. I do this for any TOMC that's been demoralized because he refused to partake in a legacy of compromise. Tiger Eyes.
Bad Collective. DJ Griffin.
Frankie Pizang.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Frankie Payne and the whole Freedom Writers crew. Shout out to Progress, who had his birthday yesterday.
Ba-da.
And yeah, shout out to Griffin for this dope CanCon mix.
No, I do what I can.
Yeah. And so yeah, you're listening to The Vibe Collective here on CIUT 89.5 FM. We are Jams and
Luan.
AK Docu Vixen.
And Luan. Sorry, Mally.
Norman.
That's it? This is Norman today?
A.K.A. Jalali. I have about 1,000 aliases, but
you
I can't
go
into them.
You can help me. Hmm? This is the thing. Every week we talk about this, because everyone has an alias except for me, and then Luam is so short. So you know what? Maybe you can help me get an alias.
An alias?
Mm-hmm.
Next time I come on, I'll have you. I'll have a name for
okay,
you.
Okay. All right. Here we go, y'all. It's official.
Yes. Naming ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we will have to have a naming ceremony. But let's continue through who we
are. Adrian Worrell, a.k.a. Bart, a.k.a. Griffin. That's a shout out to the Milliken crew from back in the day who decided to name me Bart. And I had to live with that name till last week. And actually still going on. But, you know, I still accept it.
You will now be known as Bart.
You got to imagine, though, the cameo with a little bit of the Dax S-curl thing happening and wide eyes. But anyway, I'm Brad digressing next.
In Cleveland, my name was Yakub.
Oh, hey.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey.
I'm laughing so much. I can't speak. I'm Victoria Grant.
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's us. We're the Vibe Collective. Shout out to Kemba Meme King.
How are we going to forget Kemba?
Can't forget. No, never forget Kemba. She's just not with us today because she had to work, but she'll be back with us next week. And shout out to Jen, who is our guest, our strong but silent guest in the background here. So
by work, do you mean like get her hair did? Like,
yo, you got to put her on blast? Yeah, leave her alone, huh? Kemba, don't worry. We got you.
That's right. Yes. You just settle down there. Bart.
I was Black Bart Simpson. I did, you know, remember the t-shirts? That was me.
So I do want to thank Norm for coming in today, and that music set that you played earlier was great. We were just talking about it during the break. I especially love that Archie Shep track. That was really, really powerful. And the first track as well, the
Sweet Honey on the Rock.
Sweet Honey on the Rock. Those voices were like from another world.
They have a new CD out, and they are, I think it's a tribute to Nina Simone and Abby Lincoln, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice. So once again, we're the Vibe Collective. We're heard every Saturday from 3 to 5. From 3 to 4, we have roundtable talks. We talk about things like love.
You took my line. It's all good. Don't worry about it. I say environmental racism.
Yes, I'm just mixing it up.
I'll say social justice.
Miley Cyrus.
No.
No. No.
Shut it down.
Okay, sorry.
We're going to turn
Robin
your mic
Thicke.
Off.
Oh my gosh. She's really
small. Turn your mic off. You just lost microphone privileges.
Again.
You know that song that Robin Thicke took
stole?
From Marvin Gaye?
Yes.
And Pharrell. We can't just put it on Robin Thicke because he doesn't produce. It's
I
Pharrell.
Remember this is in the Los Angeles Coliseum in 1978 or 79. They had a concert with Brothers Johnson, Rufus Chaka Khan, Boosie's Rubber Band, Isley Brothers, and Parliament Funkadelic.
What?
And during the intermission, they were playing.
Was Che Guevara there?
No, Che was in Bolivia then. But
he met up with him the next day.
But they played Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up. It was like 100,000 people in the Los Angeles Coliseum and gave us a standing ovation. I never will forget that song.
Thank you.
Oh, no, wait. And yeah. I did meet Marvin Gaye's Janice Hunter at that same concert. And a ZZ Johari, who was Playboy Bunny.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I like especially telling Adrian. Adrian can appreciate that.
I do.
The Vibe Collective is switching into our late night talk.
the late night talk.
Yo, we got to get progress back. You
insane.
And Adrian.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even in that. I'd like to be in that. I don't have that voice. Like, he has like a voice to like magnify his voice. Can't manage.
Okay, well, thank you, Norman. Thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And
thank
joining
you.
The Vibe Collective.
Thank you for allowing me.
It's an open invitation. We definitely will have you back.
No problem.
Yeah. And thanks again to Kali Akunu for joining us earlier on in the show. Thank you to Wam for running that interview. And I want to give a big thanks to the whole Vibe Collective fam. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Yeah. Nice doing radio with y'all every Saturday, kind of the highlight of the week.